The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
One of the biggest counterfeiting cases I've seen in years just closed a chapter.
SafeChain Solutions was one of the companies accused by Gilead Sciences of selling counterfeit versions of their HIV medication. The total value of the medicine in this crime amongst all 150-plus defendants was nearly $250 million. The Boyd brothers, who ran SafeChain Solutions, have maintained their innocence, even writing an op-ed to the local paper to try and explain that they were as much victims of the counterfeiters as anyone. Well, this week, SafeChain Solutions settled their lawsuit with Gilead Sciences. SafeChain is prohibited from doing anything with any Gilead products, including importing, purchasing, selling, distributing, or marketing them, and prohibited from helping anyone else to do that either. They also agreed to be audited by an independent firm with the right to look at every sale record of their company annually for any evidence they've violated the agreement they've just agreed to. If they violate the prohibition on trafficking Gilead products, they're liable for damages for 100 times the wholesale acquisition cost of the product. That means if they sell a $3,000 bottle of Gilead's HIV medication, they would be subject to a penalty of $300,000. Finally, the company and the Boyd brothers forfeit $2.7 million in cash, investments, and life insurance policies. Gilead Sciences and their outside counsel, Patterson Belknap, have really demonstrated an excellent model for fighting counterfeiters here that's worth looking at. If you look at other defendants like Lazaro Hernandez, Gilead and their outside counsel did the hard work of investigating and uncovering the crime, documenting the crime, and then levying very serious civil penalties using the trademark owner powers of the Lanham Act in their civil case. Then, and this is my favorite part, the lawyers at the Department of Justice followed behind them, vacuuming up all the evidence and charging the same defendants with criminal charges for endangering patients. And since Gilead Sciences seized quite a lot of internal documents from SafeChain Solutions, this story may not be over. Now, SafeChain and its founders have not been accused of any criminal acts to date. To see the original documents from the civil case that started it all, visit our website at safemedicines.org and look for fake HIV medications under our news tab.